There are regions of Pakistan that only a helicopter can reach, such as the Karakoram Mountains, the uncompromisingly jagged eastern end of the Himalayas. Not only home to some of the highest and most forbidding peaks in the world, but also the most inaccessible military front line. This is where India and Pakistan face off across their long and intractably disputed border. David Bailey strapped himself in for a bird's eye view.
Over the years, I've witnessed casualty evacuations from various front lines, but the diagnosis of this particular patient was a new one to me. He is suffering from maximum irritability, explained Major Zaman Zeb, the pilot of the Pakistan Army helicopter tasked with its rescue. Irritability, maximum or minimum, wouldn't normally warrant an urgent military medevac, but it was no ordinary front line that we were heading to. The altimeter on the panel in front of Major Zaman was reading 19,000 feet. Yet on either side of us, near vertical walls of rock and ice, soared still higher. Maximum irritability, continued Major Zaman, is a symptom of altitude sickness, which can be rapidly fatal unless we evacuate the patient to a lower altitude. It is not good for morale to leave him there. I wasn't sure whether morale would be more affected by his irritability or the prospect of his death. The evacuation from the Zaman observation post on a wafer-thin, sharp snow ridge was swift and skilled. Next to a small fiberglass igloo, perched precariously on a fragile cornice, the three remaining soldiers watched their comrades' departure with little sign of restored morale. This is a savage posting, in conditions that only experienced mountaineers would choose to endure, and then only temporarily. I'd first reported on the conflict here in 1989. Then I'd witnessed daily artillery battles over the 24,000-foot-high Saltoro Ridge. The causes of the war dated back to 1947, when Kashmir was arbitrarily divided between India and Pakistan, despite it being a predominantly Muslim region. But the so-called line of control, dividing the region, was never properly defined this far north. The area was so remote there just didn't seem any point to draw a line on the map. But in 1984, Pakistan was caught unawares by Indian forces occupying the Siachen Glacier, which Pakistan had long assumed was on its own side of the undrawn line. The fighting, ruinously expensive in lives and money for both sides, rumbled serially on until a de facto ceasefire in 2003. Determined not to be caught out again, Pakistan now maintains a permanent presence along what is now called the actual line of control, it being neither the original line of control nor a good old-fashioned border recognised by both sides. En route back to the hospital in the regional capital Skardu, we stopped to refuel at a neat and strangely tranquil army post in the narrow Dansum Valley, nestling between sheer cliffs several thousand feet high. The grandeur of the location will put the Yosemite Valley to shame, yet military tensions will probably ensure this extraordinary place will not figure in any tourist guide for many years. While a patient, who looked as if he was suffering too much from maximum exhaustion to be maximally irritable, was taken for an interim checkup, we took tea in the local brigadier's office. Behind his desk was a map of the region, with blue dots for Pakistan positions and red ones for the Indians. I was surprised how close they looked, but not as surprised as when Major Zaman told me just how close. Sometimes they are just 30 metres apart from the Indian posts, he said. In February, when tensions were very high and there was a risk that firing would start again, each side would shout to the other and agree not to open fire. Tensions were indeed high in February, which saw a suicide bombing in Indian-administered Kashmir, and the subsequent shooting down of an Indian fighter and the capture of its pilot. But on the glaciers, a pragmatic peace prevailed. Even when the battles were raging 30 years ago, both sides suffered more losses from avalanches and the altitude than artillery. Back in those pre-digital days, we would send reports over a poor phone line to a copy taker back in the UK. One of our lines was, "In this war, more soldiers are killed by the elements than the enemy." When this appeared in print in an otherwise reputable national newspaper, it read, "In this war, more soldiers are killed by the elephants than the enemy." There are fortunately still no deaths from elephants, but the elements do continue to take a terrible toll on the highest front line in the world.
David Bailey, and that's all for today. We'll be back next Saturday as usual. Do join us. Goodbye.